Sure, all, for all the, I'm guessing, Game of, here, I can name this tune, Game of Thrones.
Very close.
Are you excited? I got John John. Yes.
Isn't it American Vandal?
Yes.
American Vandal thing?
One of John's favorites.
But it was very Game of Thrones.
Can you play Game of Thrones now and let me hear the difference? No, we have a new segment where I know nothing about music. And we thought I could do television, but apparently also not.
It did sound Game of Thronesy, though.
It did sound. It sounds Game of Thrones.
It's
there's
a little
it.
Light.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see people riding their horses and swinging a sword. Yeah. I can. And they're sloshing in the mud. It's all good. John Tatey joins us on the Patty Baskett Show with Andrea Darlis for the Tuesday Trivia with John Tatey. Television Trivia Tuesday.
Terrific Tuesday TV Trivia with Tatey.
That's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
That
doesn't fit on the card.
I can't.
It doesn't fit on the back of a jersey. Yeah.
And you have brought with another celebrity. You have brought your mom. I previously knew the podcast as Mom on Pop.
Yep.
And now it's Pop Mom. Bonnie Tatey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The first time I heard a podcast with you and John, Andrea, there's a show that I still don't know the name of where this guy would go and do horrible things. He would convince people that he was going to help them with their businesses and just be a jerk.
Nathan for You.
Yes, Nathan for You. And I think you and I were on the same page where this is just cruel. And ugly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was what I would tell John. He's like, no, it's amazing. He's tricked these people. I'm like, oh. So you and I we're kindred spirits is all I'm saying.
And all I could think of was every time John and I talk about things like that, like Nathan, I think, oh, I'm so old.
No.
I'm so old and I just don't get it.
No.
And-
No. You know what it is? Cruelty is not fun. And I think that that is ageless.
It's not cruel. It's a loving,
Bonnie?
Caring show.
Bonnie?
I...
Bonnie has met Nathan.
We met Nathan because of that.
No mm-hmm. way. You never told me that.
Yeah. We had breakfast with him in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you think in person?
I fell in love with him.
Get out of here. I hate people like that.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Well, let me introduce you to the President of the United States.
Who I hate.
No, you can't hate.
Okay. What can I?
Right, good question. I'm just, you can't hate. No, I can't tell you what you can or can't do.
No, I know.
I'm just saying, you know how it goes.
But if you met Nathan, you would see that he's really very charming.
Okay.
And very lovely. Very sweet.
I think you should give the listeners some context of Nathan for You. This is the same guy who tried to help a struggling chili company by making a full-on suit and and giving it out to fans of a football game.
Yeah, he snuck in. Actually, it was a Lakers game with a suit. He was like a human chili bowl himself, and he would dispense it from his limbs to people to promote.
He's just trying
chili.
To help.
He's just trying to help. That's exactly right.
Andrea, you and I are on the same page. Hold on. Here's your turn your mic on. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
When you turn it off, you got to turn it back on.
But you know, here's the thing that Johnny taught me about that. It's television.
Yeah,
and you have to remember that.
I understand.
I tend to forget that.
But I understand, but it's also the reason that we weren't into it, like American Vandal, right? Was that the name of the?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable for us. I get uncomfortable. Discomfort.
Yes.
Is not comfortable.
Yes. I understand that. And I also, you know, my discomfort is like American Funniest Videos when people are falling and tripping, and that makes me very, very, very uncomfortable, and I cannot stop laughing. And it's not because I think it's funny that people are getting, it just makes me
you think it's pretty
nervous
funny,
no you're nervous
no it makes me nervous
mm-hmm. I'm telling you, me and Bonnie,
I can tell,
just saying.
I love it.
How about, okay, let me ask you this. Seinfeld.
Love it.
Okay, we're not on the same page.
It's classic.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable for me because they're all just awful people. That's why.
Except Elaine.
And her. Elaine.
Interesting. But and you have a soft spot for Elaine.
I do.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I can't watch. No, Seinfeld, they're all despicable. That's what the final episode was about. The finale was like, they're all jerks.
True.
Yeah, they did. They did own it. But that's why it just pushed me away.
I just have a soft spot, I think, for Julia.
Oh, no,
she's
love
the best.
Yeah. She is one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Most definitely.
Not just funny. She is. She's vulnerable. She's tough. She does every single thing. Yeah, she can do it all.
She is. Her humanity really comes across on the screen, doesn't it, Patty? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, she does. And also her fearlessness, right? And brings that to every character. That the dancing, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was all about it. And you're like, yeah, that's amazing.
Well, that's a classic Seinfeld moment, Patty. So
not that I ever saw it.
It's not, right.
The few I've seen have been The Bet, which was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember why Elaine was out? Does anyone remember why Elaine was out?
JFK Jr.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was in her class.
He was in the gym. That's right.
Okay. Now I'm doing trivia without playing a game. So we need some contestants.
Oh, we need a couple players, yeah.
For Terrific Tuesday's TV Trivia with Tatey.
Wow.
Sure, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. 312-981-7200. You know you want to call for a chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics.
Oh.
The way to do that is to play Terrific Tuesday's TV Trivia with Tatey. And to win that, what's the category tonight?
We're doing debuts of the past tonight with a special wrinkle that they'll have a phone-a-mom. Each player will get one phone-a-mom.
But it has to be John's mom.
It's my mom.
You can't call your mom.
No, that's too complicated.
that's a lot of work for Michael Heidemann. Yeah. I mean, he's extraordinary.
Difficult to produce.
Producing skills.
That's right.
Yes, but he can't call your mom. Plus, we might wake her up. She might be angry. She's going to make you lose.
They can ask mom for an assist once. Yeah, but it has to be my mom.
So Bonnie,
but she's watched a lot of TV, so that's why she's a good
A lot of TV. Bonnie, are you watching The Haunting of Hill House?
No, but that did come up in my suggestions.
Bonnie, Andrea and I are here to tell you. It's you gotta turn that mic on
awesome.
Again.
Awesome.
it's extraordinary. Okay. Yeah, we enjoy it. Well, and John, now Andrea, I know that John doesn't like scary movies. Mm-hmm. Honestly, John, it's the storytelling.
Okay. It's so you're trying to sell me on this?
The storytelling, the way it looks, the texture of it.
Okay.
The performances, the writing, the sets, the costumes.
Now, the way you're speaking these qualities is very spooky. Are you setting me up here? Am I going to watch this for all this filmmaking stuff that you know, you're hitting me in my soft spot right now?
Well, and I wasn't sure if Andrea would like Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because I'm very, yeah, I didn't know if you like the violence against the women.
Right. And a lot of people
shut off. Yeah. You got to really commit. I mean, it was tough for me. After one episode, I was kind of mad. After two episodes, I was still angry. But I really got into the storyline and the plot line and the characters. You know, I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That was what I was trying to tell. I tried telling her, is like the way it feels. And that's what The Haunting of Hill House is like.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
So she, again, a lot of people, and I agree, the violence against women is hard to take, right? You don't want to watch that.
Right.
And the same way you don't like scary movies, I encourage you for the storytelling part of it.
Right.
And it cuts back and forth in time. It has this like loop that you're like, what are we doing? And tell them about, because you explained this exquisitely yesterday about the camera shot.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's just the film noir and just the edits and the cinematography is so beautiful. I think Paul said it was episode or
we five said, and six. Adam says five and six.
Adam, yeah,
six.
Sorry, Adam.
So with the funeral home.
There's
a
funeral scene, and there is not. I thought it was about 30 minutes, but he said it's more of a 20-minute shot with no cuts. So they're attending this funeral. They go in. You know, I don't know if it's a handheld or if it's on an arm, but it goes in, and you're following every single person at this funeral, and then they leave the room, and then they come back in, and then they have a discussion. It's just so
and they change time periods. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly, Patty. They step into a different room, and you're at a different time period.
Yes.
It's just seamless.
Gotta see it.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting.
My hand to God. I'm just saying. You gotta watch
this. This is one of your better enticements, I have to say, Patty.
I'm enthralled by it. We were talking about when it was over, when I was done with it. I haven't been able to find anything else I want to watch. More after this. We have two contestants on the line. We have Dan and Harriet ready to go for Terrific Tuesday's TV Trivia with Tatey on 720 WGN. Terrific Tuesday's Television Trivia with Tatey. I think you had it differently. I think you were more smooth about it. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Joining us in studio are John Tatey and the star of Pop Mom, Bonnie Tatey. Is that too weird? That was too weird. I know. It's weird to get an introduction. It's a pleasure to see you. really
you too.
Is. Thank you. I know that you explained the category that we're doing tonight. We have two contestants. Mm-hmm. One more time, tell us what the category is tonight.
What are the contestants' names?
This is Dan and Harriet.
Okay, Dan and Harriet, you're going to be playing a game called Debuts of the Past. I'm going to give you three shows that all debuted on TV the same year, and you just have to give me the year. You have to get within two, so you can miss it by two later or earlier. And we're going to have three rounds. Each of you will get one chance to phone a mom, and you won't even have to phone her. She's right here in the studio. My yes. mom, Bonnie Tatey, is a TV historian in her own right, and she can help you out and give you her guess at the date.
Yay! We have Dan from Michigan. Dan, where are you calling from, Michigan?
I'm actually just on the highway. I'm a truck driver, but I'm in Illinois all the time. So.
Excellent.
I love when we get a truck driver on the
game. When they're the best. They keep the country moving.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, come on.
And Harriet, they usually know their TV.
That's right. And Harriet, what part of Chicago are you calling from?
I'm calling from downtown. I'm on the road as well.
Oh, well, all right. So you've got to...
Oh, I'm picturing Dan and Harriet blazing across the country as they take this quiz.
I agree. Okay, he's explaining the rules. You feel comfortable with how we're doing this?
Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you need help, Bonnie's here for you. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, Dan, you're up first. Here's your first question. I'm going to give you three shows. You just tell me the year they debuted. Punky Brewster, Murder, She Wrote, and Who's the Boss? And remember, at any time, you can phone a mom if you need help. Punky Brewster, Murder, She Wrote, and Who's the Boss? What year did those debut?
It's for Dan, right?
Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1982.
Ooh.
Okay. And they actually debuted in 1984, so that's a point for Dan. Well done, Dan.
What? That's outstanding. All right.
No help necessary.
Andre and I were glad we're not playing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You guessed five? You were pretty close then.
Five,
we were close.
Posted,
We were close, but not on the money.
We just kind of play in our minds.
Yes. We do.
Just
we,
for our own satisfaction.
They don't. Just so you know, listeners, I am just bombarded with like glances and hand signals every time I do this quiz.
Okay. Harriet,
here's your first one. The Drew Carey Show. Caroline in the City. No peeking, Mom.
I'm not looking at the answers.
Oh, leave your mom alone.
Well, she's supposed to help in case they don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right, don't look.
The Drew Carey Show, Caroline in the City, and the Jeff Foxworthy Show all debuted in what year? The Drew Carey Show.
I would say...
Go ahead.
1998?
Oh, so close. It was 1995.
I should have phoned the mom.
You still have a chance, Harriet.
That's good.
Help.
You
save
were
it.
Pretty
save
close,
it.
Harriet.
Save it when you're on the ropes. You're not on the ropes yet, Harriet.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Back to you, Dan. Here we go. Community.
Hey, I'm still stuttering from getting Punky Brewster's year right. I can't believe I got that right.
I know. You should have gotten extra points for that.
We were impressed. Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
Community. Modern Family and The Middle. Community, Modern Family, and The Middle.
I would like to phone a mom.
Okay, we're going to phone a mom on this one.
All right.
Mom, it's Community, Modern Family, and The Middle. What year do you think they started?
She's thinking where she was. What was she wearing? What music was playing? I like this part.
I'm going to say... 2000.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Nine.
Okay, 2009. Dan, do you want to accept that answer?
I feel she's a little too late on that, but I'm not sure. You know what? I'm going to trust the mom.
Whoa.
I believe in your mom. Go for it, Mom. I'll take her answer.
Let's see.
Got it on the dot. It's 2009.
I was saying 10.
Oh. Awesome. I thought the middle was on for longer than
No, because Everyone Loves Raymond was still on in 2003.
I don't mean to.
Good job, Mom. You got Dan a point.
So
are we going to take a break?
We have to pause here. Okay. So Harriet and Dan, in your vehicles, are you okay to hold on through not just the break, but also the news?
Sure. I got open road.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, this feels good. More after this on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis on 720 WGN. Wait, You know what? As much as I don't know music, usually I can guess. I could not tell you which game show this is from, but I'm pretty sure that John Tatey, who's joining us on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Jones, can tell us what... Oh, I'm pretty sure Bonnie, his mom, can tell us what
Go
game
ahead,
show
mom.
Is that.
Family Feud.
It's a Family Feud. Did you know that, Andrea?
I did know that.
Okay.
I love the Family Feud.
I'm going to go ahead and just...
You gotta love it,
I
right?
did. I like the original with Richard Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when yeah. you give out lollipops.
Yeah, it's always creepy to have a drunk slobber all over the contestants.
Well, that was before... No, that was before, like in the very beginning when he was just a nice guy.
It was off.
Until he... had some issues.
It was always gross.
It was always gross. Kissy, kissy.
It was always gross. It'll always be gross. It was gross in the grossy pants. But you weren't the only... I mean, a lot of people loved that too, Andrea. A lot of people loved it. But I would watch it and go, huh, reminds me of my... Oddly, it reminds me of my aunt. Anyway, so... I'm sorry, Aunt Pat, but you slobber a lot when you kiss. Anyway, I... and she smelled like whiskey. Anyway, Harriet's like, I've learned too much about Patty's family.
Yeah.
Dan Harry. And Harriet are on the line. We are playing. I think Harriet and I are related. She's like, I know Aunt Pat. So I am in so much trouble at Thanksgiving. So Harriet and Dan are competing. They're going head to head in Terrific Tuesday's television trivia with Tatey. And we have a special component of this game this week with a call, the mom call. What is it?
Phone-a-mom, we're
phone-a-mom.
Calling it. Dan has already used his phone-a-mom to great effect.
And what are our stats right now? Where do we stand?
Dan is leading 2-0. We're halfway through round two. This merely sets the stage for potentially Harriet's dramatic comeback, but we'll see.
Love it. All right. And again, premieres, right?
This is premieres. And for each question, I'm reading the contestants three shows that debuted in the same year, and they just have to tell me the year within two, up or down. And Harriet still has the opportunity to phone a mom if she wishes on this question or the next. Here's your question, Harriet. The Late Show with David Letterman, The Nanny, and Boy Meets World all debuted in the same year. What was it? The Late Show with David... Yep, go ahead.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Oh, dear.
I think you're breaking up because I can hear him.
You might be losing us, Harriet.
I can hear him fine. All right.
I'll give him to
Harriet,
you again.
Harriet, how are we doing? Harriet, how do you...
David Letterman, and what are the other two?
It's The Late Show with David Letterman on CBS, mm-hmm. The Nanny, mm-hmm. and Boy Meets World.
Five?
1985. Boy, I'm sorry, Harriet. It was 1993, a little later on.
Oh. Paul Farvar texted in 1992 as well as another listener. So they were playing along.
Well done, Paul, and another listener. Unfortunately, you are not playing for the apt electronic gift cards.
And
so
they were not the lifelines. Yes, they earned nothing, and they did not help Harriet in the least.
Okay,
carrying on.
We go into the final round as Dan tries to preserve the shutout. Dan, here is your final question. It's The Bob Newhart Show, The Steve Allen Show, and The Alvin Show. Curiously, all three of these debuted the same year. The Bob Newhart Show, The Steve Allen Show, and The Alvin Show.
I have no idea what The Alvin Show is. The Bob Newhart Show. Okay, I'm going to say 1973.
That is incorrect. Mom, do you have a guess by any chance?
I would say 1978.
Oh, it's 1961.
Oh! The Bob Wait. Which Bob Newhart show?
This was a tricky one.
This is a tricky one.
So Bonnie was thinking the one where he ran an inn.
Yes.
And you were talking about when he was a therapist.
Before that, I was talking about he had like a one-man variety show.
Okay.
Or not one man,
all right. Fair enough.
But Steve Allen's show was, we all know Steve Allen, and the Alvin show was Alvin of the Chipmunks.
He had his own show?
He had his own show.
Well, it's not okay.
I don't know.
Why? It's not fair?
That
it's not
so
okay?
Sad.
That is sad.
It really is.
Bizarre. Okay, Harriet, here's your final question. And remember, you can phone a mom if you so desire. Your three shows are The Captain and Tennille, Ba Ba Black Sheep, and Charlie's Angels. Harriet, if you can hear me, your three shows are The Captain and Tennille.
Good about this. Okay. However, I'm going to phone a mom.
Okay. Okay, Mom, do you have a guess?
Huh?
The Captain and Tennille, Bob Bob Black Sheep, and Charlie's Angels.
I can see the wardrobe. I can see the hairstyles.
Can't you?
I can see the cars.
Come on, Mom. Come on.
Uh-oh. I'm thinking...
She's thinking, all right. Nobody has thought harder about the answers on this quiz than Mom has.
I think 77.
Okay. Harriet, Mom says 77. Are you going to go with that answer or your own?
I'm going to go with Mom. I was going to say 76.
Well, you would have been correct, Harriet.
Me too! I'm sorry.
Right on the
nose.
And Mom was within one. It was 1976. Well done.
Oh, Harriet. Audrey's got her number. There.
Yes!
75, Andrea.
And then I changed it to 76.
Okay.
I did, see.
Very fishy. Yes.
I think everyone could see the cars and the feathered hair and all of it. They
can
see mid-70s, yes. Yeah. We have a listener, by the way, who wants to go back to Letterman and says that he debuted in 82, but I would say that would be after the Johnny Carson show, but when he switched over to CBS, that
right.
would be 1982.
And I did make sure to tell Harriet it was the CBS show that I was talking about.
Right,
the
because
late
he
show.
Had a morning show.
He had a morning show, the David Letterman show. He had the NBC Late Night with David Letterman, and the CBS was the Late Show with David Letterman. So he's had all those. And I think that settles that.
It does.
So and Dan is our big winner with a score of 2-1.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Oh my God. Okay, Harriet, we're not going to leave you empty handed, I promise. All right. Yes.
Harriet, so, you were a delight.
You were.
Thank you for playing. You both were.
You were delightful. So for Dan, we have a gift card from Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Hold on the line, Dan, and Michael will get your...
Nice, thank you.
Of course. No, congratulations to you.
Thanks for playing, Dan.
And for you, Harriet, we have a... You know what? Guess what we got? We got a Lou Malnati's pizza. Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh.
I know. Dan's like, wait a minute, I want a pizza too. Now, you get the gift card. This is what we... We have the things with the stuff. Illuminati's home of Chicago's deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. That was exciting.
Patty, you always make sure everyone's a winner, and that's why I love playing this game.
Andre and I, we like people too much.
Yeah, we want everyone to be a winner.
Yeah.
How about that guy the other night whose mom, like, you want to take his mom to Illuminati's?
It was so cute. Yes. He just called in, and had his mom never been, or he just wanted to take her?
But he had a theme song for our bit about how I don't know songs or something. I can't remember, but he had a bit.
A theme song for the song bit.
It was, I believe it was a theme
clever.
Song for the
We're
song bit.
We're trying to come up with a bunch of different names.
Yeah. I think Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge is sticking.
That's sticking, really. To the roof of your mouth, maybe.
Hey, hello, Terrific Tuesdays television trivia with Tatey. Just saying.
Fair enough.
Let's just call it what it is. I'm just saying. Bonnie, how long are you in town for?
A week.
A week? Are you having a good time in Chicago?
Anytime I can look at my grandbabies.
I'm saying.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Johnny and Anna are not chump change. But
sure, but still.
It's all about the babies.
Not chump change. There's my epitaph.
There you go. And that Anna will tell us stories about you.
Yes.
Once it's on your grave marker.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, boy. Look out for that.
I have a few, too.
I believe.
Yeah, we should hear some
tell
stories.
Tell us a story before we let you go for the night. What's your favorite story about John? I don't know. It doesn't have to be onesie related, but I mean, you know, whatever you got.
What you got, Mom?
What you got, Mom?
What story don't you want me to tell?
Is there a story you don't want told?
There's so many.
When did he start being a fan of the Patriots? From birth?
No.
That was later on.
Later on. Right. He
From
really didn't
birth
like sports.
Was game shows. Mom
game
was the person
shows.
Who indoctrinated
me
into the game
very
shows.
Good. Yeah. All right. John, actually, Tatey was at the Price is Right, did a interview, like a full
That's
day.
That's right. Last year we did a whole show out at the Price is Right. Yeah. That was fun.
Cool.
Here's the story we can tell about the Price is Right. When Johnny was about 2 or 3, he was a big fan of Bob Barker, and I sent away and got tickets to the show. Because I thought it would be fun to put it in his baby book, which sadly only has about 3 pages.
Every baby book, yes.
I know. And when Bob Barker was leaving, Johnny decided he really wanted to try to get out there and see Bob Barker before he was gone. And he used those tickets.
like 20-year-old tickets that they still accepted at CBS that mom had sent away for when I was a little boy. I got to go to one of Bob Barker's last shows thanks to these tickets.
See, now, Andrea, there's a show that Griffin used to love, and now I can't remember the name of it. It was on PBS, and it was kind of a game show for kids that Griffin wanted to go on, like, desperately. Do you remember? It was, like, with a dog. It was, like, this, you know, running around town and learning things and history and science and everything. And I, when he was little, I, not Wishbone. That sounds familiar.
Do Blue's you know? Clues?
No. Everyone, no, it's it was, and I'm sure my husband's listening, and I hope he'll text me about
rough,
it.
Rough? Is it like Rough?
Ruffus. It was Rufus.
Oh,
Ruff,
yeah.
Rough. It was Rough.
Rough Ruffman.
Rough Ruffman. Yeah. So this was like a, and you, it was in Boston, and I they canceled the show before Griffin was old enough for me to even begin to attempt to do what you accomplished. So I don't know what I can do for Griffin down the road, but that was something that I had hoped for. So that's lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a mom wants, right? You want to fulfill those dreams.
Exactly.
And people always think that moms want to fulfill their own dreams through their kids. But really, that, I mean, that's lovely.
That's nice. Thanks for telling that one, Mom.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're into the
when I come back next time, I'll talk about the some of the others.
What you doing Friday night?
I'm available.
I'm not kidding.
I have lots of bad stories to
tell. I think we have a short show, but I'm just saying, if you're not for nothing, if you're not busy, we'll see. We'll
okay.
see. All right. I'm also,
we'll see.
I think we only have like an hour on Thursday.
Yeah, so, we have a short show tomorrow and Thursday.
Do we have a full show set on Friday? Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll make some plans because I don't know when we'll see you. I know that you come in to see the grandkids, but I hate to not be able to spend time with you again.
Oh, you're too nice. You're too nice.
You're incredible. So thank you so much. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Patty.
That was a great round. Thank you so much. More conversation when we come back. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis on 720 WGN.